Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Arterius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Hi. My name is Alave. So I am regarding my statement on credit card. I have a child I don't recognize. And I already called and talked to Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
And I even have a confirmation number, but I didn't see the return on my statement. It was an April statement.
I think I got your account pulled up. If you could verify your name and address for me, please.
Okay. So what do you need? Say again, please.
Can I get your name and address for security purposes, please?
So my name is Alava Isfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Address is 4425 Mill Civic Parkway, Unit 1702, West Des Moines, Iowa, 50265. What else do you need?
All right, that's everything. And the question that you asked me earlier was, did the young lady who canceled your account complete that cancellation? And she did. And I can see that she did. And it, did you get that cancellation code? Because if not, I can give that to you.
So she already complete the return?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
I still didn't get the money back.
All right, because you got the account refunded. You didn't get it. I mean, you got the account canceled instead of refunding. So that's mainly what you were trying to do, refund the account.
Hi. Yes, she's waiting for the refund, and she has a confirmation number.
All right. And this, ma'am, I promise you.
What's that?
All right. This is what I'm looking at, because these accounts are refunded based on how long and how short one has had the account. Mainly, the shorter the account, the more that the account will be refunded. All right. And looking at the date, we can go off the date that the account was created and the date that she called in and had the account canceled. You following me? Because if we went off today, she would not be able to get a refund, period. But if we go off that April 9th date and she got the account canceled on May the 3rd, that would get her a 25% refund. So she barely scaved in and was able to get something.
I don't understand. If it was not an authorized charge at all, why is she not getting her full refund back?
Because I'm going off the notes that the agent put in the account, and it did not say that she said that the charges were unauthorized. It just said that she called in to have the account canceled. So when I spoke with her earlier before you got on the phone, she said, yes, she called and got the account canceled, but she didn't get it refunded. So I said, okay.
Right. So she's waiting for a full refund because that's what she asked for when she canceled the account.
Right. And this is what I'm trying to explain to you. Let's exclude today. We'll go off of the day that she created this account and the day that she called in and had the account canceled. 6 more days from that order date and that cancellation date. That would be a full month. She would totally be unable to get refunded. But luckily, the time that you called, she was able to get a 25% refund. That's the most that I can do for the account. And that's not going off today. That's going off when she created the account and when she called back in and had the account canceled.
Okay, well, it still doesn't make sense because you're saying that she's getting a partial refund.
I didn't create the account.
The reason she called in the first place in April or May or whatever date you just gave me was because she noticed on her charge statement, on her credit card statement, that there was an unauthorized charge. So she called in to cancel and to get a refund for whatever was charged to her that was never authorized. So she's looking for a full refund, and there's no reason she shouldn't get one.
I get that, ma'am. But that's not stated in her notes. It's not stated. I apologize. I'm not trying to go back and forth with you. I promise you I'm not, ma'am. I can just clearly go off of what I see and what she said. Now, if she feels she didn't make these charges and someone else made these charges, that wasn't said. I had to transfer you to our fraud department. See, it's the difference in them being, if you're saying they were unauthorized and there was something in there that she didn't see, to that's the reason that she was being billed. You know, unfortunately, I can't do anything about that because she entered in to win that mixer. It was a KitchenAid appliance contest entry that she actually entered into.
She didn't enter into anything. That's what she's saying. And she never got anything for it. So,
all right. Well, I want to transfer you. All right, I'll make sure you won't be confused. I'll transfer you to our fraud department because it seems when she called in before, she didn't let them know that she didn't make these charges to the account.
Okay, and what is the fraud department going to do?
I promise you, ma'am, I don't work fraud, but I'm pretty sure they'll get you assisted. So if you could give me a couple seconds, she's already been canceled. I just notate the account and transfer you to our fraud department. Yes, ma'am. I promise you, I wouldn't know. Not trying to be smart at all, but I wouldn't know. But I know that they'll get you taken care of. She didn't make these charges.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Hang tight for me for 1 second. Don't hang up, please.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you.
Нам не надо его имя, потому что он тебе ничего не делает. He's transferring you. Тебе надо, мама, быть clear и не просто говорить «я хочу cancel», потому что если ты говоришь «я хочу cancel», то значит, что ты за что-то записалась, и теперь ты не хочешь его. Ты должна сказать...
Я ее спросила. Я ее спросила, что... Я ей сказала, что я никогда ничего не заказывала у вас. Откуда эти... этот charge? Она мне бла-бла-бла-бла-бла начала объяснять. Я говорю «окей, please, cancel the account». And return my money. Когда это он будет трансфер?
Сейчас. Потому что я теперь говорю, что ты никогда, that it was unauthorized, and ты никогда не давала permission for that charge, так теперь он тебе to the fraud department, which is where you should have gone in the first place when you called in.
All right, ma'am, I thank you for your patience. I do have a line clear open where I can transfer you to our fraud department. Give me 1 second, hang tight, and they'll be able to get you taken care of, ma'am. Especially if she didn't make these charges. You guys will be fine.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. Hang tight for 1 second, please. Thank you for calling customer support. I'm transferring you to our fraud department, ma'am. Hold on, please. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I'm transferring you now. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right.